I wanted to talk this morning a little bit about an event that happened this last week in Canada, and it was called Bell Let's Talk Day. I listen to sports radio, so the focus of that station is mainly on athletes. So what we heard from these athletes and coaches and that kind of thing, we heard about their struggles and stresses in life that caused all kinds of mental issues in a pursuit to be the best of the best. Their solutions were to seek counsel and talk about their issues. Then we had counselors that wanted to focus only on the positive things and talk about these things. And then we had healthcare professionals that wanted to prescribe one medication after another and talk about it. So through the whole day, we talked about our problems and tried to focus only on positive things, and we numbed ourselves to feel better. And when it comes down to it, with all the talking, I will never understand your feelings fully, and you won't ever understand mine fully. But in Proverbs, we read over and over many times about how kindness and gentleness and encouraging words help, because God knows and understands us completely. Not once on the radio did we hear what the Creator has to say about our feelings of inadequacy and incapability, our uncertainty of the future, and the fear of not being accepted or loved. Don't get me wrong, not for one second am I saying these issues don't exist. They do. And they do for just about everyone in one way or another at different times in life. But I also think that they are normal in most cases, and with daily battle with God in heaven at our side, we can move past these emotions and have victory over them. I'll use my own anxious and depressed feelings that I get at time to time. Just for an example, a couple of weeks ago, we had a tank of milk that we had to dump just because I think we had a power surge or a power flicker, and the cooling unit didn't get it quite down to where it was supposed to be by the time the milk truck came, so the policy is we have to dump it. And the same day, we had to euthanize a young cow with a broken leg because it got pushed around by other cows. And later on that day, we had a couple calves which were sick with a viral pneumonia, and we lost two of them. Now, at the end of the day, needless to say, I was getting a little anxious of what was going to happen next, and feeling rather poor for the day's events. But these things pale in comparison to the basketball player's family. Excuse me. Who lost their father and husband and one of their daughters in a helicopter crash this week. And as terrible as those events are, they pale in comparison to the atrocities Christians have to endure in places like Sudan and other parts of the world daily just to survive. I don't know how these other examples coped with their situation, but I know what I did. I prayed to God and thanked Him for all He has done for us in our lives, our farm, our family, and for what He will do in the future. Then, as a family, we asked God for wisdom and knowledge to fix what we could fix, and for the things we can't see happening, that God fight for us against the evil one. And to help ease our anxious minds, and through all this, glory be to God, the God of heaven and earth. Now, I didn't pray this because I'm that smart, but I thought about examples in the Bible where, there might have been a little bit of anxiety at times. And I think about of a group of people that got led out of Egypt by Moses. These people had a pillar of fire by night to guide them, and a pillar of a cloud by day to keep them comfortable, so they physically saw God leading them all the time. And when they camped against the sea, between the sea and the desert, they were getting a little antsy because the Egyptians wanted them back, which we always have to remember, the Egyptians are a depiction of sin. It leaves us alone for a bit, and then it comes back and wants us back. And right away, we lose sight. The Israelites were crying out to Moses that they left them in the desert to die. And this is what Moses said to them. Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance of the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. That's all God asks us to do. And then later on, just in the next verse, the Lord speaks to Moses. Why are you crying out to me? Very matter-of-factly, like, the people were terrified and didn't know what was going on, but they're crying out to him, but as if he doesn't know what's happening. He knows where they are. He sent them to that spot. And the point is, he wants to deliver us from those places. Then we read later on in 1 Peter 5, verses 6 and 7. And not that we shouldn't get excited when we see coming up behind us, but we have to be ready for it and know that, well, God is on our side, and he didn't lead us there just to be destroyed. So in verse 6 and 7 it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under God's almighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. He cares for all of us. So that's what he tells us to do with our anxiety. Then also we read in Philippians 4, it was on the top of the bulletin to this morning. It's a topic that didn't only take up one day, it takes up many, many days. It's a topic that we need to be reminded of all the time. In verse 4, I'll start at verse 4. It says, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition and thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So there we have it. Thanksgiving is the antidote to worry and anxiety, along with our prayers and petitions. God never commands us not to get a cut or an infection or even a broken leg, but he does command us not to be anxious for anything. And the cure, the balm in Gilead, is joyfulness, prayer, and thanksgiving to God through Jesus Christ. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18, it says, be joyful always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. And then again in verse 23 to 24, it said, may God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of your Lord Jesus Christ, the one who calls you, who is faithful, and he will and he will do it. Christians are different than the natural man because of what God has done for us and our continual thanksgiving in every circumstance. God wants us to be confident in faith that he will do what he says, and to have victory over sin, control over our emotions, and walk daily in God's strength. In Isaiah 40, verse 31, this is the intent. This is what God tends for us. For the weak and the stumbling, but for those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And when we do have victory, like God intends us to have victory over these things, it's not easy, and it's a daily grind. It may be an hourly grind. It may be a minutely grind. But when we see the Egyptians coming up behind us, we have to ask God to do the fighting for us. And when we do have victory, we have to be thankful to God, and that because God desires to show his grace for us, and all glory goes to God for his help through the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior.